Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For I tell you, Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and the mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated. And he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentations, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and went back to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in the town of Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be a Nazarene. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up. Come on up. Be careful coming around that. I should have moved it out of your way. Well, good morning. Hey, get up! Do I have to say it louder? Get up! No, really, get up! You guys are not playing along. Get up! Come on, get up. We got to go someplace. Come on, we're going someplace. Get up. Play along. Wow, you guys are absolutely no fun at all. So I'm up and I'm going, and if you don't come along, well, you're just not going to take part in what's over here. Wow. This is a hard crowd this morning. See, run. I'm allowing you to run in church without getting yelled at. Oh, Calvin. So what's here? Water. And what do we call this thing? The baptismal font. And so we are called at our birth to get up and come to this place. But we get to go someplace else. Calvin, you want to come run again with me? No? You tired this morning? I got you on a tired morning? All right. Well, get up. Come on. Let's run. Come on. Come with me over here. Quick, 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 quick. Move, move, move. Okay. Right here. What is this? It's a table. And on this table, what do we have? What do we hide underneath here until I uncover it? It's called communion, right? It's the bread and the wine. And then Pastor Mike says magic words over it. It's not magic. It's actually really all God stuff. And then we get to take part in this fantastic meal. But always we hear this word in our life that says, get up and move to these things, because this is how God loves us. God speaks into our life and keeps us moving and going. And so guess what? You're already up, so go back to your seats. Go! Run! Or stand here, whatever. Wow. It is the Sunday after Christmas. And everybody is still tired and lethargic from a fantastic Christmas day. Well, grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So the Christ child is born. The wise men have made their visit and have left. And this has all taken part in about the span of 1 to 2 years, which is not the Christmas narrative or any hymn that we ever sing. I mean, we all think that this is just this fantastic night where in a few hours, Mary gives birth in sort of this humble space, and all of these shepherds come down, and these wise men who are following stars travel in and visit Jesus, and all this happens in this one night. And that is not factual. It's not even in the Bible. That this actually takes place over some time, because there isn't Uber and there aren't cars and people are traveling over long distances, and this stuff doesn't happen like this. It just doesn't make sense. And so the wise men come in one of the gospel texts, and Herod stops them and has a conversation with them and says, hey, when you find out where this new king is going to be born, you let me know. And so the wise men are totally on to what Herod is capable of doing. And so the wise men leave and go a different way out of the region. And this infuriates Herod. He is beyond mad. Crazy mad. So mad that his response to this is to go into the region of Bethlehem and kill every single child that's 2 and under in the region. Imagine that. Imagine having a leader who is so enraged about what a child might become that that leader goes in and kills every child who might be in the age range of the child that he fears. And so at night, in a dream, an angel or a messenger shows up to Joseph and says, really loudly, to get his attention and let him know how important this is, Agairo! Which is arise or get up. Right now, it's in a matter of fact, at this moment, get up and get out of here. Take the child and his mother and get out of this region right now. And so he does. He gets up and he goes to Egypt. Some time passes after Herod does his murderous deed, and Herod himself dies. And again, because it is really important for Jesus to return back to his homeland, again, an angel, a messenger, shows up and says to him, Agairo! Again, Joseph is like up and ready to go. Return back. Return back to your homeland. But Joseph is smart enough to know that the son of this evil king might be just as bad as the king who was enthroned before. And so because of his thoughts on this, He doesn't go directly back to where he was, but goes down to the district of Galilee, where he can hide. I mean, remember, we hear all these stories. Well, what good can come out of Nazareth? Nazareth is sort of this country town where somebody can hide out. It's like being from West Central Minnesota or maybe like, what, Northern Iowa? I don't know. I'm just throwing out places. But sort of just being from a little country town. And so Joseph goes and sets up his home in the town of Nazareth. But all of this is able to happen because God is constantly connected to the life of this family. And that this family is constantly connected to God. And when God speaks, they're able to hear God. So that when this messenger comes and goes, Agaro! Joseph is prepared to get up and go, prepared to get up and move to where God needs him to move, needs him to move his family. And so where is that Agaro in your life? Where have you heard before that word spoken into your life? This get up, move, it's time to do something different. And it doesn't have to be this in a dream, angelic sort of, you know, thing that we have rationalized out of our life. Remember that angels are messengers, and I believe that there are messengers everywhere in our life, that God is speaking to us in so many ways. And so when have you heard this word of Agaro in your life? Either spoken into your life, or are you at a place where you're waiting to hear it? Are you in a place where you're wondering when God is going to say something new to you and tell you, yes, get up and do this. Arise from where you are and move to this new thing. Just as God was deeply ingrained in the life of Joseph and Mary and Jesus, God is deeply ingrained into your life as well. And so listen. Listen and watch for those places when God will speak into your life. Agaro, get up, arise. Move. I have someplace else for you. I have something else for you. Because the Christ child is born into the world. The Christ child is born into your life. It changes the narrative forever. And because of the birth of our Lord and Savior, God is always speaking a new thing, a new movement into our lives to the glory of God and to the glory of the kingdom. Amen.